You know, I'm not actually sure whether this particular song is an Irish song, but it is always associated with Ireland. We get lots of songs like that because a lot of Irish people sing. As soon as an Irishman sings a song, they think it's an Irish song. But I had an uncle who used to sing this song, and I was remember, even as a young child of about 8, listening to him singing this particular song. It's sung for us here by John McDermott. And I'd love somebody to tell me, one way or the other, whether this song is an Irish song. John McDermott and The Old House.
Happy days of yore. Gone are the old folk, the house stands deserted. No light in the windows, no welcome at the door. Here's where the children played games on the heather. Here's where they sailed their wee boats on the burn. Where are they now? Some are dead, some have wandered. No more to their homes shall those children return. Lone is the house now, and lonely the moorland. The children are scattered, the old folk are gone. Why stand I here like a ghost and a shadow? This time I was moving. This time I passed on.
Now that I think of it, and now that I listen to it a bit more, I have a feeling that might be a Scottish song, because there's a line in it there, here's where we sailed our wee boats on the burn. Now, the burn in Scotland was a stream, was it not? And I don't think we in Ireland use the word burn for a stream. Now, that's just me and my Sherlock Holmes hat I'm wearing at the moment, but I may be totally off the wall. So what's new? Here's Noel Healy. Dolores Keane comes from a family of Irish traditional musicians. Her mother, her aunts, her uncles, her brothers, the whole family is steeped in Irish traditional music. Dolores herself, for many years, and still is, singing a lot of Irish traditional music, but not totally. Now she's singing a lot of what we call Irish contemporary music. And here's a sample of that now. She's singing a lovely version of My Love is in America.
My love is in America, and I miss him tonight. So much so, I feel like taking the money we've saved and catching the flight. And catching the flight. The children are asleep in bed, and I'm on my own. Even though I've read his letters again and again, I'm alone. I'm all alone.
But for money I send home is barely enough. There's an ocean that keeps us apart. I've been lonely for home, but I mustn't.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home. I need you tonight. I need you tonight. Love is in America. But it's hard to go out just because certain assumptions are made when your man's not about. When your man's not about. My love is in America, and I'm not so sure.
What keeps us apart? I've been aching for home, but I mustn't give up.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home. I need you tonight. I need. I need you tonight.
Some fine banjo picking there from Jerry O'Connor and the Gravel Walk and the Jolly Tinker. Now, on last week's programme, I was going to play this particular song, but I hadn't got a decent version of it. I did have an old version of it by a singer called Dennis Day. Those of you of my age group will remember Dennis Day, but it wasn't a great recording. And then I came across this recording by Dermot Hegarty. And I said on the programme many, many times, the most sung about county in Ireland is Donegal. And here's Dermot Hegarty bearing that fact out.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from out of Cork, a wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there for a stranger on the shore, but the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away, but me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
She hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure she's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the carlings all. You're as welcome as the flowers and May to dear old Donegal.
They'll give a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far, and they'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The whiskey'll flow like buttermilk, 'twill fill your hearts with joy, and the piper will play an Irish tune to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun was never seen. The boys will be decked in corduroy, the collies decked in green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. And me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the collies all. You're as welcome as the frozen May to dear old Donegal.
Hannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malacky, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Holy, Muldowney, Malone, Halligan, Calligan, Lanigan, Madigan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, McGinnis, McGillis, McGlynn.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, there's your sister Kate. Sure she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the collies all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Now, here's another one of those songs that needs a little bit of explaining. First of all, there's a town in County Mayo, yes, that's where we are again, called Claremorris. Okay, now bear that in mind. This is a song sung for us by Seamus Moore, and it tells the story of the farmer. He wants to thumb a lift into the nearest town, which happens to be Claremorris. And the lady that picks him up in the car, well, her name is also Claremorris. All right, you with me? Keep, stay with me, right? And there are things like making silage, which is things that farmers do. And he talks about his Wellingtons. Well, you know what Wellingtons are. They're the rubber boots that people wear. And he fancies this woman, right? And he tries to, well, get off with her. And he meets her at a dance. And he starts chatting her up. And he wants her to come home with him and be his farmer's wife sort of thing. But, well, she tells him in no uncertain manner why this can't happen. He gets his comeuppance. Here's Seamus Moore and Claremorris.
I was walking to town and the sun going down, and my feet feeling sore from the mileage. I was covered in sweat and me clothes were all wet, having spent the whole day making silage. Then a lady drove up and she came to a stop, and says I, are you going to Claremorris? Then she shouted, get in, with a cute little grin, and she told me that she was Claire Morris. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Claire, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And at leaving her eye was the red ration white. I fell madly in love with Claire Morris. Her beauty was rare, I thought then and there, how lucky I was to have met her. Sure I felt ill at ease in me old dungarees, and me Wellingtons often smelt better. She was lovely and sweet, from her head to her feet, she looked quite delightful and dishy. She was tastefully dressed, and I sure was impressed how she handled the new Mitsubishi. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Claire, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And at leaving her eye was the red ration white. I fell madly in love with Claire Morris. Sure I'll never forget the next time that we met, Big Tom and his band were in Midas. I was having a jar with the boys at the bar, she came over and stood right beside us. I was wearing a suit and a good dash of brute, and considered myself quite a charmer. Well, I just couldn't wait, so I asked her up straight, would you like to come home with a farmer? Then she said with a laugh, do you think I'm a calf? Or what is the cause of your hurry? Wouldn't I be a twit to be covered in grit and smelling like that awful slurry? If I gave you me hand, sure I'd own half your land, and I suppose you'd expect me to plow it. Get on with your dance, sure you haven't the chance, me husband would never allow it. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Claire, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And the gleam in her eye was the real raging boy. I fell madly in love with Claire Morris. She was lovely and fair, and her first name was Claire, the daughter of Big Mickey Morris. And the gleam in her eye was the real raging boy. I fell madly in love with Claire Morris. Sure, I was madly in love with Claire Morris.
I think I've mentioned the last time I played that track, I think I've mentioned that I have a very dear friend and her name is Claire Morris. That was Seamus Moore. Now we come to a duo that I have a great deal of time for musically. I think they make easy on the ear recordings, and they made lots of albums over the year. I'm going to give you a track which somehow or other, again, I don't think, it may not be an Irish song, but we think it is. And it's Foster and Allen and their lovely relaxed version of The Gypsy Rover Came Over the Hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Foster and Allen.
The gypsy rover came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her fair young lover, she
She left her servants and her state to follow the gypsy rover.
Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-day. Adi-doo, adi-day-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
Her father saddled up his fastest steed. He ranged the valleys all over. He sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy rover.
Adi-doo, 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 adi-doo. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
He came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river lady, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady.
Adi-doo, 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 adi-doo. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
Father dear, but lord of these lands all over, I'm going to stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover.
Adi-doo, 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 adi-day-doo.
He whistled and sang till the green was rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
The Gypsy Rover, there from Foster and Allen. Now we come to an artist that I play quite regularly on Sounds Irish, Dermot O'Brien. Now Dermot, I had the good fortune to count Dermot among one of my friends. He's gone to God now. A wonderful musician, good singer, and a good songwriter too. And in my book, one of the world's best accordion players. Here's an unusual track from Dermot, because this is a sort of a very poetic, lyrical song. He sings, "Then I Remember You."
When the leaves begin to grow in the springtime, and the cruel days of winter are all through, as the ploughboy tills the fields, to the wind the oak tree yields, that's the time of year when I remember you. For 'twas in the spring we met, and I never will forget. That's the time of year when I remember you. When the fields are fresh and green in the summer, and the wildflowers bloom beside the mountain stream, I can see your blue eyes still in the violets on the hill. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. It was in the summertime that you said you'd be mine. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. Mm-hmm.
when the leaves begin to fall in the autumn and the early morning mist is on the hill and the farmer in the field reaps the summer's golden yield. That's the time of year I know I love you still. For 'twas then my golden band I placed upon your hand, and that's the time of year I know I love you still. When the trees are cold and bare in the winter, and silently the snow begins to fall, and across the evening sky you can see the wild geese fly, ah, that's the time of year I miss you most of all. 'Twas when winter days were nigh that we said our last goodbye, and that's the time of year I miss you most of all.
A lovely song from Dermot O'Brien, When I Remember You. And now some foot-tapping ballads from the Balladeers. Who else? Well, friends, that's our program for this week, Sounds Irish. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is Joe Bollett saying, friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again playing some more Irish music and having some more Irish chat, Joe Bollett saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.